morning. It's Wednesday, February 4th, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon's solidarity. Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, give in. No more lies, no compromise. We'll battle till we win. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they talk flexibility,
war on the workers.
Every worker stiff can see.
War on the workers.
Now when they poison your water,
war on the workers.
Don't go like lambs to the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air,
war on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO,
war on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. It's a war on public education. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
Okay, Ann Feeney starts us off again. It's a war on the workers. It's about time we started calling the shots. That's right, ordinary working people. This is the Brain Labor Report. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
And it happens to be February 4th, Wednesday, hump day, halfway through the work week for those who still have jobs. And those many people, it's a bizarre world, don't have jobs. They're seeing their jobs go by the wayside. It's tough times for hardworking Americans. It's really hard when we see a corporate structure in this country where even during the times that the things are falling apart, the rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. We're giving them our tax money. We're bailing out banks and financial institutions who don't know how to manage money very well. What do? We turn around and in the darkness of night with little knowledge of what Congress was doing, much like passing the Patriot Act, they passed the bailout and said, here's our taxpayer money. And you know what they did? They took that money and bought corporate jets with it and continued doing what they were doing. You know, when you're in a hole and you're digging, and what's the first thing to do to change directions? You quit digging. And it's incomprehensible that we give taxpayer money to institutions politicians who are really only care about greed and making money and the bottom line for stock, people who own stocks and shareholders and all of that. And we got tricked, and we're continuing to be tricked. It's about time we started calling the shots. That's right. Ann Feeney says it really, really well. She starts off every edition of the Brain Lab Report with War on the Workers. And there is a war. We have more to talk about than we have time. This is a half-hour show. We're 7 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday. You can hear us here in Ashland, Oregon. Great service through KSKQ, our low-power FM radio station, our community radio station here in Ashland, Oregon, 94.9 FM. And you know what? You can hear us anywhere on the planet. A good connection on Mars, in fact, gets you here. www.kskq.org. And Brain Lab Report, I got to add up the number of editions. We're around 540 or so. And we are a collection of labor songs. We bring you, in fact, we're going to do that next, the Workers' Independent News. We like to have guests and interviews, about 15 minutes or so, quite often on the Brain Lab Report. That's the overview of what we do. And I said Workers' Independent News, always near the top of our half-hour show. We like to bring you 3 minutes of cutting-edge news. It's called the Workers' Independent News out of Madison, Wisconsin. Great project of Frank Imspacks. And so for Wednesday, February 4th, 2009, here is the Workers' Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Workers in their unions on Capitol Hill today are delivering 1.5 million petition signatures in support of the Employee Free Choice Act. The labor law reform would make it easier for workers to choose to form or join unions free of employer intimidation. Josh Goldstein is with American Rights at Work.
Voters spoke on November 4th for change and for change for America's workers, and the Employee Free Choice Act is part of that. Now we have a president and vice president who not only support the legislation, but while they were senators, were co-sponsors of the bill in the Senate, and we have larger majorities in both the House and the Senate who support the legislation.
Workers will tell their stories to Congress today as thousands are expected to rally in support of this important labor law reform. Goldstein says that corporate America is spending heavily to defeat this reform with misleading campaigns.
There's a ton of misleading information out there. You know, corporate special interests are spending tens of millions of dollars to get that misleading information out there. And really, we need more and more people to help set the record straight.
Tens of thousands of UAW members will be presented yet another round of buyout options from two of the big three U.S. automakers. Jesse Russell reports.
Automotive News reported Monday that two U.S. automakers are offering new incentives to employees in an attempt to reduce labor costs. GM is offering $20,000 in cash and a $25,000 new vehicle voucher to employees who are willing to quit. GM will also likely offer early retirement to workers with 10 years of service over the age of 50. Chrysler is also considering options to buy out employees. The offer could likely include a cash buyout offer of $50,000 and a $25,000 vehicle voucher for eligible retirees and a $75,000 cash buyout for workers not eligible for retiring. More than 91,000 members of the United Auto Workers will be offered the buyout options. Many of those workers will be replaced by lower-wage workers. UAW job banks at GM and Chrysler ended during the last 2 weeks.
The United Steelworkers Union reached a tentative agreement that sets the national pattern for 30,000 USW-represented oil workers in the U.S. USW President Leo Girard says the union withdrew proposals on process safety in the industry because the oil companies were not willing to work with the union on safety. No details on the tentative agreement were released pending review by USW members. In New York, businesses with 50 or more full-time workers will now have to give 90 days' notice if they plan to make mass layoffs, close plants, or relocate. That new law went into effect on February 1st, making New York's law stricter than the federal law, which requires 60 days' notice. The federal law only affects businesses with 100 or more full-time employees. The New York State Worker Adjustment and Retraining Act is one of the strictest employment notification laws in the country. Employers who violate that law can be fined $500 a day and be forced to pay back pay and benefits. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. Guest this morning is going to be a returnee guest, Kate Gould is in Washington, D.C. She's with the Friends Committee on National Legislation. She's our lobbyist in Washington, D.C. for PEACE. And that's right, from the Rogue Valley here, we have Kate back there working very, very hard, doing some very good work for PEACE on the planet Earth. And that's pretty exciting. Okay, we got a song, too, that is appropriate. I Don't Want to Be a Soldier, Julius Margolin, 92-year-old Julius, going to help us out, and we'll use that to introduce Kate and her peace project. She's our lobbyist. So right now, let's play it. I Don't Want to Be a Soldier. Here we go.
I don't want to be a soldier. I don't want to kill and maim another mother's son or daughter. Imperial war is a dirty game. I don't want to be a soldier. Steal some other people's wealth, invade their homes and their nation. This is how I've always felt. I call upon the world's millions. No more war in our name. Stop this madness, stop the killing, stop the suffering and the pain. I don't want to be a soldier, murder children in foreign lands, bomb and terrorize all those families. So for peace, I'll take my stand. Bush's war is a dirty game. George Bush's war is a dirty game.
Okay, Julius Margolin, I Don't Want to Be a Soldier. And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. We were unsuccessful getting hold of our lobbyist, but I hear the phone ringing now. Answering the phone as we're live on the air. Good morning, this is KSKQ. Well, good morning. We are live on the air. Can we hear Kate?
Yeah,
okay, Kate, good timing. We just played I Don't Want to Be a Soldier. That's Julius Margolin, 92-year-old Julius, and quite an inspiration he is. I love that song, I Don't Want to Be a Soldier. Kate Gould, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for being our guest. I'm not counting, are you? How many times have you been on the Brain Lab Report?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I've had fun every time. So.
It's been a fun time always having you as a guest. Kate Gold, for folks who don't know, we have our own peace lobbyist in Washington, D.C. from the Rogue Valley, and Kate works for the Friends Committee on National Legislation. For folks who've never heard Kate on the Brain Labor Report before and might not even know what the Friends Committee on National Legislation is. Kate, help us out a little bit about that, please.
Sure. Thanks, Wes. The Friends Committee on National Legislation is the largest peace lobby in Washington, D.C. It is a Quaker lobby in the public interest, which is a fancy way of saying we are founded by Quakers and governed by Quakers, but we represent really anyone who's interested in the public interest in peace and investing in real security and real human needs in this country and abroad.
Well, when I say we have our lobbyists from the Rogue Valley in Washington, D.C., there's really some truth to that. I know that you've been involved with Citizens for Peace and Justice. Your mother and I are. By the way, okay, disclosure, Kate is my daughter-in-law, and her mother, Brenda, is my wife. But very involved with Citizens for Peace and Justice. We have in the Valley here Peace House out of Ashland, Oregon. There's Veterans for Peace. It has a new chapter also in the Rogue Valley. And so let me tell you, there are a number of people associated with those organizations and others here from Southern Oregon who work very, very hard on peace. Many, many folks know Kate. And so it really isn't a stretch at all. And I'm going to say it again. We got our own peace lobbyist there in Washington, D.C., Kate. And it really is a wonderful thing. The work that you do is tremendous. Your mom and I, Brenda and I, got to go back to the East Coast in October, and what a delight it was to go to the building where you work, Kate, with the Friends Committee on National Legislation. You gave us a tour. Maybe we talk just a minute about that. I know that when we walked in the door, you told us about this is the only green building on the hill. Tell us about that, please.
That's right, yeah. We're the only green building on the hill and one of the very few in Washington. That means that it's an environmentally friendly building. It's LEED certified. That's the organization that does certifications of green buildings. It's entirely run on renewable energy.
Wow.
We use geothermal energy, so there are these pipes that go underneath the ground 300 feet, pick up the heat there and pump it up to our building. So we'd like to say that our building's the best lobbyist that we have because it speaks for itself. It says, you can do this. You can make it work to invest in real energy solutions. We actually had the architect of the Capitol come over and visit to get some inspiration about how to do some greening of the House and Senate office buildings. So. And they are taking some steps since Nancy Pelosi became Speaker of the House. They have taken some steps to make the buildings more energy efficient, and we hope that they'll do more. They'll do a lot more, and that more lobbyists and other groups will take our example and also make good energy choices. But
wow, you make me think, Kate. We like to connect the dots on the Brain Labor Report, and it just jumps out that, in fact, if we really move towards more alternative energy sources in this country, that in fact would be, I can't think of anything that would be a more fundamental step towards peace on earth. Because let's just face it, oil's not going to last forever. I don't know how you want to frame it. It's been framed that the Iraq war is a lot about oil, and you can't really turn your eyes on that one and ignore that. And so isn't that interesting to make that connection that, in fact, if we move towards sustainable energy, that'd be fundamentally a move towards peace? Any idea on that, Kate?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's a it's not, you know, I don't think it's the source of all conflict in the world, but it's a source of quite a bit of it. And this would be a move, you know, one of our greatest dreams is to see the U.S. move from a defense, you know, so-called defense military-based economy to one based on renewable energy and green jobs. I mean, you see, you know, when there's actually a lobbyist here who tells me about how when she looks at members of Congress, you know, at a hearing, except for Senate Armed Services or House Armed Services, she can just see, you know, from their questions, you know, that what they're doing is they're just every, you know, Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter, they're all asking about questions and pushing for more money for the defense contractors in their district, for the military bases in their district. I mean, you know, even the Bush administration would cancel arms sales, and then Democratic members of Congress, very liberal ones, would press and say, "No, don't, you know, don't stop making F-16s. We need more for, you know, our our districts. We need more," because they see that that's the way towards jobs in for their district. And I mean, most members of Congress, that is a foundation for, or they see it as a foundation for their economy in their district. So so moving from that to let's make an economy based on renewable sources of energy is obviously very important.
Kate, this is so good. This is a connect the dots show. I can see it. I can just feel it. And so let's take what you just said and make some real sense out of that. Obviously, you all but said that, you know, what pushes these folks are the moneyed lobbyists, the people who are paid so much money to lobby for the military-industrial complex that we have that drives this economy as you're pointing out, Kate. So here's a connect the dots on you. We could do this right here in Oregon. You could do it today. We got a couple senators. We got a new one, Jeff Merkley. We got Senator Ron Wyden. I can't think of anything better for connecting the dots in what I just heard you say, Kate, that if we as citizens, not lobbyists who paid a lot of money, but just ordinary workers and citizens in our country, if we would get a hold of our state senators, Jeff Merkley and Senator Wyden, and let them know that we want jobs that support a green economy, we want to put people back to work, we want to do it in a way that'll be sustainable and drive us towards an alternative energy program that's meaningful and really, really gets us there in this country. If we could do that, we could be a counterforce to all those damn lobbyists who are paid all that money to try to sway folks. So there's the connect the dot things. And what do you think? Is that a good thing
I
we could do?
It. Yes. That's exactly. I mean, that's really. That's why we exist. You know, why organizations like FCNL. I mean, our purpose is to try to. You know, we do our own lobbying Congress, but what really makes it influential is when we are backed up by thousands and thousands of people from all around the country in all kinds of different districts and states that do their own lobbying. I mean, my dream, you know, just like, yeah, one dream is for our economy to shift from being based in a military complex to one being based on green jobs. Another dream that I have is to see Americans think of lobbying like they would of voting. I mean, a lot of, you know, about half of Americans of voting age in this country think that it's a civic responsibility to vote. It's also a civic responsibility to hold the members accountable. You know, voting's great, it's a good step, but then after that, you have to hold them accountable to what they pledged or to make them go, or to convince them to change. And, you know, it's that grassroots pressure that's really going to change things.
Wow. Kate, you're inspiring. And this is the Connect the Dot show today, because I want to just take what you said, and all of the folks who are so excited and work so hard on the Obama presidency campaign. We have a new president. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz still going on in this country. And Kate, here, if I hear you right, here's the connects to the dots on this one. take some of that wonderful energy that helped get Obama elected, and in fact, let's stay involved. Let's get a hold of our state senators, back to Jeff Merkley and Senator Ron Wyden, and let's use some of that wonderful energy and become lobbyists. We don't have to be high-paid people to do it. In fact, ordinary working citizens, there's more of us than them if we all got together on this one. Kate, what do you think?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we hear from staffers, we hear from members of Congress and senators, you know, even though what's most important to them is getting elected. And so for them, the most powerful lobbyist is the collective masses. You know, when there's, that's why you saw, you know, the first time, you know, that the, when the House voted against the bailout about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
That you saw these members voting against it, who actually, rest assured they were visited by very powerful banking lobbyists, but it was that kind of momentum that really shaped their vote for a lot of members. I mean, we hear from, and it eventually did go through, but still, I mean, it made a profound impact on how politics works in this country. You know, the website was actually shut down. The congressional website was shut down. It just got too much activity on it, and you know, too many hits. So
wow.
So that is very, yeah, that's an inspiring model for what we can do. I mean, but again, we hear from all these members that that the most important lobby visits to them are the people who come out, the constituents who come out and visit and make visits with them or their staffers in district or in D.C., either one, and press their case there. Because, with the single most important thing to know about lobbying is that you don't have to be an expert. That the reason why they're interested in you is not because you're an expert. There are plenty of, you know, so-called experts in D.C. They're interested in you because you're a constituent and you have a vote, and they want to know if they have your support or not.
I mean, wow.
You know, we actually, like, as an example, a lot of our work lately has been around Gaza, the horrifying attacks in Gaza and a few weeks ago. And still now, you know, there is a somewhat of a ceasefire, but the blockade continues and massive suffering continues, and it could escalate and erupt in another violent chapter.
Well, we don't need that.
I'm sorry, what?
We do not need that.
Exactly, yeah. So, I actually had staffers call me from Republican and Democrat offices asking, you know, please, can you send out more action alerts? In order for staffers to make the case to their bosses, senators or representatives, that they can make statements saying, you know, we need a ceasefire, that both Israel and Hamas, you know, need to stop their violent attacks, you know, that in order for them to do that, they need to show that there are numbers from their constituents.
There it is. There it is, folks.
And the blockade.
Folks, if you're joining us this morning, we're talking with Kate Gould, a lobbyist, a citizens lobbyist for us in Washington, D.C. Best advice you're going to hear all day. And we're connecting the dots on how to be a citizen lobbyist. Obama said, make me do it. And we hear a shout out from Kate this morning saying, let's make him do it. And it does make sense to me. Kate, how can folks find out more about the Friends Committee on National Legislation and the great work you're doing?
Well, you can go to our website, www.fcnl.org. That's Friends Committee on National Legislation.org. And you can sign up for our legislative action messages that come out every week and ask you to take action, send an email, or make a phone call on either, and lots of peace issues from nuclear disarmament to supporting investment in human needs at home to ending the war in Iraq. You can sign up for those, and then you can also sign up for the updates of the issue that you're most interested in, whether it's banning cluster bombs or or supporting renewable energy. You can sign up for those. Or you can just keep visiting our website and checking it out.
Kate, we got to say goodbye very quickly here, okay?
Sure.
I hate to do it, but by gosh, great advice from Kate. Thanks you for the wonderful inspiration this morning. Be a guest again on the Brain Labor Report, we hope.
Of course.
Okay, folks, we got to be out of here now. Kate, thanks for the inspiration this morning. Bye-bye, everybody. Back again tomorrow.